Welcome!
Fix my audio here, hold on. I think we're good.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Geek Culture. It is, right? It sounds like a... It sounds like the, like, on traveling of the world in, like, a role-playing game. That music of that, that 30-second countdown music, you know. I gotta fix it. I gotta make one. That's what we gotta do. Welcome, everybody, to the live show, Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez. And, yes, we are waiting patiently, hopefully, today, allegedly, the Thor Love and Thunder trailer will drop. Welcome to Michaela. Michaela, how you doing, Michaela?
I'm doing good. I know. I hope the trailer drops today, but I have no hope.
No hope?
I don't think so.
I have a little sliver. Where's the camera? A little sliver of hope. Little sliver of hope. I have a little sliver of hope. Let's see what happens. And welcome, welcome to Dominic, your husband the building. Yes, we got the power couple together here on the show. Yeah. How you doing, Dominic?
I'm doing good, guys. What's up? Glad to be here.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out their YouTube channel, Adult Adventure Time. It is absolutely not what you're thinking right now. they show off all the pops, all the new pops and toys. They go to amusement parks, and it's a fun YouTube channel. I've checked it out. I highly recommend it. Adult Adventure Time on YouTube, okay? Guys, it's talking about some Moon Knight. How are we on the hype level after episode 2 now? Are we liking the direction of the show? Michaela, what do you think?
I am super hyped. I just love how it's so different than the other MCU projects we've seen. Because this is, like, how I think Joey said this last time we spoke.
Yeah.
That this is not a character that we've seen before, and it's not based on a character that we've seen in the MCU being introduced. Uh-huh. It's very different. Right. All the other ones, we've had Loki, we've had Hawkeye, we've had Wanda and Vision. So this one's the first one that's not a main character we've seen.
Okay. All right.
I love it.
I really enjoyed this week's episode. I like the intrigue. Dominic, how you feel about the direction of Moon Knight right now after we've had a little taste of episode 2 now?
Yeah, I've really loved it so far. And the thing that I like most, kind of like Michaela was saying, is that this is a new story. So even when you look at most of the MCU movies or the other MCU series, a lot of people have an understanding of these characters, whether it's from the movies or from the comics. And so you always have someone pointing out to, oh, well, this is going to happen, or we're going to see this storyline. Not as many people know about Moon Knight. And for me, even as a comic reader growing up, I never read Moon Knight. I knew only a little bit of him by watching YouTube and stuff. So I'm just really excited to be able to have something brand new. I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. And that's always one of the best feelings whenever you're watching something.
Shouts out to Brian Wensloff. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Brian, and sharing out the show, man. He says Moon Knight is awesome. Can't wait for Werewolf by Night cameo. What do you think, guys? Do you think Werewolf by Night is happening? Is how they're going to introduce him to MCU? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Well, did you hear the whole thing about the QR code?
No, I did not. Well, you're going to enlighten me now, though.
Dominic will tell you, because did you scan it, Dominic, or you read up on it?
Yeah, so there's a QR code in the show. I think it's in the scene when Steven goes to the warehouse where the locker was.
The storage,
The storage locker. And on the wall, you see there's a QR code. If you scan that QR code, it allows you to download comics of Werewolf by Night's first appearance in the comics.
But didn't you say it was the backwards of the QR code?
Yeah, and then if you actually do a reverse search for that same QR code, you flip it, it actually gives you the first appearance of Blade.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So that could be a hint as to what we could see maybe in the show, or maybe what it's going to lead into after the show.
Okay. I'm down for all that. What scene does it come out again?
It is in the storage unit.
Yeah, the storage unit. They're on the outside right before he walks in. So right after the employee leads him to it.
Yeah.
The employee opens it. Right next to him, the employee's head is a QR code on the wall.
Well, dang, I'm not smart enough to pick up on shit like that.
If Tallman was on that. The show, he actually is the one that told me about it.
Oh.
And then Dominic said that he saw it online.
Ah, wow. Well, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Go back to episode 2 and scan that QR code. Oh, scan it upside down? Is that what you got to do?
Reverse. You do it, reverse it, yeah. You can do it like...
upside down. Stand on your head and scan it, okay, everybody?
You can do that. or there's apps. That if you had the QR code apps, you can flip it through those apps.
Okay. That's cool. That's dope. Man, I want to get into a little bit of spoiler alert. I'm waiting for Joey. Joey was here, and he's driving to the radio station, so I think I want to wait for him before we get into talking about the episode more. And I want to share these Thor Love and Thunder toy leaks. We get our first kind of look at Gore, the God Butcher, and how Jane Foster's Thor and all that stuff.
Valkyrie.
Yeah, we get Valkyrie. We get a Ravager Thor. We get a regular Thor. First look with these toys.
We get three types of Thors, right, Dominic?
Yeah. We got a bunch of Thors. Yeah,
that's a lot of Thors. Definitely does look great. I'm excited to eventually see the trailer. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to eventually see that trailer and see that new suit in action and see him interact with, like, the Guardians. That's going to be really cool. I know for sure the trailer's not coming out today. It's could come out possibly later this week, but if I had to guess, it's not going to come out until the week of Doctor Strange. That's going to be my guess.
You think so? Gosh.
Yes.
Or you think they're going to put it back-to-back after Doctor Strange? Like they do with Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think that it's going to... It definitely can be that post-credit scene. I think that's a really great way to stir up some buzz and get more people to go back to the theater and watch the movie again. So I think that's a really smart idea. Uh-huh. But I think it's actually going to come out the week of Doctor Strange. Okay. That you're gonna see it drop online and then it will lead into it is going to be my guess.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be the end credit scene. Just because I think the only reason they did it for Spider-Man is because it was a Sony film. And it had a direct tie with Doctor Strange and the multiverse. I don't think they're going to do the same thing for Thor.
But when is the release date for Thor, for Love and Thunder? Because that's the issue. I mean, usually they put out these stuff. So, I mean, I guess we got some time, right? But they usually put out a teaser trailer right now. Things that go down, and usually by now, at least 3 months out, there's at least a teaser of it, right?
Yeah. Well, you saw with No Way Home, wasn't it 3 months or four months for No Way Home?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, what do you think, Michaela?
No, and I was going to say a stretch on what you said, but this is not a normal movie, is it? It's Marvel. They can do whatever the heck they want. They can release the trailer the day before it releases, and people would still go out to see Thor.
They're a little, they got a little swagger there, right?
Yeah, they control the superhero.
Yeah.
The comic book movies.
I think the biggest thing is that these studios are actually figuring out you don't have to put a trailer out a year in advance. I mean, look at what happened to, like, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. That trailer came out a year before the movie, and we all forgot that the movie happened. And, like, I mean, I think that's kind of something that we're scared about, or at least I'm worried about when it comes to, like, Top Gun Maverick, because that trailer came out in, I think, 2019. And now the movie's coming out summer 2020. So, you know, did you already blow your load, for lack of a better term? So I think some studios are playing a little bit closer to the chest and waiting a little bit longer so that way you can maximize on the hype. And I don't mind it at all, especially because I don't want to see a trailer and be like, oh, I have to wait 9 months to go see Thor Love and Thunder. No, if I see it, okay, great, I get to go see it in 3 months. Like, that has actually gives you a little bit better feeling and lets you keep up that adrenaline.
Yeah, well, so we're live on a bunch of multiple channels right now. Let's reset a little bit. This is Geek Culture Congress, the podcast. We are live right now here with Michaela and Dominic from Adult Adventure Time YouTube channel. And we're talking about Moon Knight Episode 2. Did you like it? Let us know in the comments there, and I might share it. Shouts out to Brian. He keeps chiming in. Well, CinemaCon is in Las Vegas in a couple weeks, so if the trailer is not out on Thursday, it will happen there. Oh, okay. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, that could definitely happen there.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so my hopes and dreams have been crushed. You guys have crushed them. We will not get nothing.
That's our
today.
Job, right?
You know, I was hoping. I was like, oh yeah, we'll be live, and then they'll drop it right now.
But, you know, I have a theory. I was trying to will it. Took over the trailer.
I was trying to will it into existence. That's what I was doing. That's what I was trying to do. Let's get into a little bit about, the episode, two. I know that we're going to spoil episode two of Moon Knight, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, guys, if you haven't watched it yet, or early, as soon as I went live, people in my comment was like, oh, bro, I haven't watched it yet. They were in the comments already. I mean, come on, guys.
Oh, no.
We had all weekend.
Come on.
Let's get it together. Let's get it together. Brian says he's a huge fan of you guys' YouTube channel, by the way. But let's get it together, guys. Yeah. Let's get it together.
Thanks so much.
Oh, man. Joey Franchise. How you doing, sir? I introduced him too soon. We'll wait for Joey the Franchise to come back.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
He's there.
How you feel before we get into spoiler territory for Moon Knight Episode 2? How are you feeling with the direction of the show so far? We got two episodes in. Are you on the hype train now, or are you still here for?
I would say I'm on the hype train. I really like where they're going. Second episode was really dope. We got a little bit of.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
More context with Mark Spector, with Layla being involved, and we got more of the Moon Knight suit, which was cool. But I really enjoy, like, you know, the way they're going, and the way they're telling the story through Stephen Grant first. You know, right. I said this thing on the last week that I just think what I enjoy most about is that we're kind of figuring things out with him. Because, I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm not as familiar with Moon Knight character. I know of Moon Knight, but I just think it's dope that we're, you know, we're in the shit with this character, you know, as he's trying to figure out.
We're trying to figure out, understand
who he is.
And I think it's kind of dope. Moon Knight has that, like, not a lot of people know the lore and stuff like that. That's why I think they took a little liberty with a little bit of the story here. And so we'll get into some spoilers now for Moon Knight. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, if you haven't watched Moon Knight yet, please do so, okay? But we're going to talk about episode two now, so, you know, we gotta get it in. I know that we finally got a wife for Moon Knight. He does have a love interest in the comic books, and it's not named after this character that we got introduced.
Yeah, so she was specifically made for the show.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting this, you know, we got also the first look at the Mr. Knight powers. Which is also introduced in a different way in the comic books, but they just kind of like, it looks like they kind of like simplified it for this. You know what I mean? Did we like that? Part of Mark Spector, Steve, he could just call the power of Khonshu, and it kind of manifests itself in a different way for him. You know what I mean? What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it brings out the humor in the show.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I mean, he does have he does have the powers. He gave a good wallop to the jackal that was chasing him. You know what I mean? So, what do you think about the Mr. Knight, this version of Mr. Knight that we got in episode 2? Dominic,
I think that the Mr. Knight stuff was my favorite part of the episode.
Yeah, really?
The charisma that he had, you still had a little bit of Steven's personality, but just a little bit more charisma and confidence boosted into it. It was really, really funny. That line about, like, the Muhammad Ali line,
right?
I laughed.
Yeah.
And being able to show that dichotomy of Steven, Mr. Knight, and Mark/Moon Knight and how they differ in their approaches, and Moon Knight's kind of that middle. And I think where they're going to go is that Steven is kind of going to be that Mr. Knight, and he's going to find his own way how to be that hero, because he doesn't want to be violent. He doesn't want to kill people. He's only going to save the people who are, you know, the ones he loves and the people who are important. He doesn't want to hurt others.
Right.
So I think that leads us to a really, really interesting way. And I think Joey said that, what he said before, that, you know, that Moon Knight wasn't like this in the comics. And I think what they're doing is that they're kind of taking the best pieces of the different iterations of Moon Knight, kind of gelling them together, and then adding in a couple extra spices.
Yeah,
and it's going to be something really unique, and I love what they did in this second episode.
Yeah, they're making it work in there, and what kind of story that they're trying to tell, you know what I mean? And especially it's cool with this kind of character, which is not, something, not a lot of sweaties, like I like to call them. They're like, oh no, that's not the way it was, you know what I mean? You know, and I don't see any of that, like, none of that backlash, so, that's good. That's good. I'm really enjoying the way the story's coming out here in episode 2, and the pace of it as well. Because the episode 1 was just like, whoa, wow. You know what I mean? After the introductions of the characters and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It grabs you in and then takes you now along for the ride in episode 2. What do you think about the there was one scene there where the antagonist was talking Mandarin to one of the other characters there.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of like a little Easter egg in itself, don't you think?
In a sense, because, what was it? Wasn't it Shang-Chi?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they speak Mandarin in that? Thinking of the Mandarin. Never mind. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really dope, interesting to see them do that. I think, what was really, intriguing was just how big that this cult has been built through Arthur Harrow and the Ahmet God. It was pretty intense. It was cool in this episode too to kind of, get more detail on Ahmet and why Arthur Harrow, chose to be this avatar, and how he was once the avatar for Khonshu and he left him. Mm-hmm. I think there's got to be some kind of twist to that, because you already know, like, in the comics
that Mark was interesting. Spector, and he was even like, the character was like, oh, Khonshu's going to tell you this right now. And then Khonshu's going to tell you that right now. You know what I mean? Like he knew exactly what, you know, like when the wind was blowing and Steve got scared. And he was like, listen, that's all he could do without you, your help. Okay. So relax.
Yeah, it's like almost the gods are like stuck in this. Yeah. They're stuck in like this little pocket dimension, and I think what Ahmet's plan is to kind of cross over, and Arthur Harrow's trying to be that bridging gap. But I think the Marvel lore to gods in the MCU is like, I think it's, they need enough followers to believe in them in order for them to kind of cross over into this world. And I feel like Ahmet's kind of getting there through Arthur Harrow, and as you can see, like, there's a whole community where he was at, that just, you know, all of them had the tattoo, so the belief and in Ahmet is actually is starting to grow strong, because I think he's trying to inflict get as many people part of what he's trying to do and believe in Ahmet as much as possible, so that way that Ahmet can, you know, judge people for, you know, the way she wants to, the way Arthur Harrow has been doing with, like, the whole, you know, kind of murdering people off before they do something bad.
Right. Oh, guys, run back that thing about the QC code that's in that scene for Joey, because he completely missed that.
Yeah, so in the scene where they go to the storage unit, on the wall, there is a QR code. If you scan QR code, it brings up comics of Werewolf by Night. But then if you flip it and you scan it again, then it brings up the downloadable version of the first comic that Blade appeared in.
Oh. That's interesting.
What do you think
I did know about the QR code being the comic and all that, but that's dope. About, I didn't know about the Blade one. Because there was two different QR codes in the episode. One, and I forgot there was another. I feel like there was another one.
There was another one?
I want to say, like...
Yeah?
But go ahead, yeah. That's on point. That's crazy.
But I think that's super interesting, though, that they did that. What else? I feel like there's always... I guess... I guess the other part is when in the fight with the Jackal, where Steve finally lets Mark Spector take over as Moon Knight, and we get that awesome impaling scene of the Jackal there.
I think it was really funny too that he looked like he was fighting nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was, I guess that's also leading into part where, you know, about his mental health, you know what I mean? Because then the people who say, oh, okay, you're mental, something's wrong with you, you know, it's like, okay, who you're fighting? You're fighting nobody, you know what I mean? and he's, and then, you know, that Steve could be like, oh, no, it's a monster or this and that. And people were like, no, it didn't record anything, man. It's all in your mind, you know? And I can see how that leads to the mental instability of the character. Or what
I also
people,
think it's interesting that Joey, you said that this character, was it Layla, the wife, was only written for the show?
Yeah.
So I am intrigued to see how they lead the character, you know, with Mark, Steven, and Layla, because she already knew he turns into Moon Knight. Like, she already knows. Because
there's also, like, a sidekick, and his name was in the flip phone, the sidekick of it that helps him out. I forget his name now. It starts with an F, I think. I think people are assuming that this Layla character is kind of like a mix of that character and the original love interest that's in the comic books, which has a different name.
I think her name is Marlene in the comics.
Yeah, Marlene's the name, I think, in the comics. The other interesting thing that happened in this episode was when Mark Spector took over and didn't want to give control back to Steven. He was kind of stuck in the mirror world. And he's like, I don't really like this. You know what I mean? Like, you know, his first experience looking at being awake, I guess, or that character being awake at that moment and experience that through the eyes, you know? And I think it was interesting that how they did that. You know, like, it was a good character study. Like, you know, he didn't like the way it felt. You know what I mean? And yeah. I'm sure it's interesting how they, you know, how they decided to put that in the in the dialogue. You know what I mean? I just from his point of view when Mark Spector's in control. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think Oscar Isaac is doing a really good job.
Yeah, I mean, like, that says a lot to him, to Oscar Isaac. He's just, like, killing it. He is killing it.
I wonder if they're going to, thought of the Brian. Yeah, I think somewhere down the line they're going to introduce that Jake Lockley third personality.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think he has, like, five or six different personalities total, right? The character in the comic books. I mean, I guess they can make as many personalities as they want.
And it makes sense that would be the one to ask the girl out, since, you know, Mark is married.
Right.
And I doubt, although he was trying to get divorced from Layla, but I doubt.
I know, more for her safety, not for the lack of love.
Yeah, exactly. Not for the lack of love. So I doubt he would ask a girl out to get a steak dinner.
Yeah. Oh man, so now that everybody's here, let's get into these Thor Love and Thunder comic book leaks, or not comic book, toy leaks, sorry. After Dominic and Michaela crushed my dreams about the Thor trailer being dropped while we're live, they said it's not going to happen.
I mean, we don't work for Marvel, so we don't really know.
Speak for yourself. You don't know. I'm a Disney show.
Let's check this out. I mean, that is Star-Lord. Yeah, he's got Star-Lord. A beard, rocking a beard. And then we got a look at Ravager Thor. A rock Thor, I like to call him.
That's probably going to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Early on in the movie.
Yeah, definitely. Then we got regular Warrior Thor, King Valkyrie. Look. Yeah, I guess she got short hair there now. Then we got two different heads for Jade Foster here. What do you think that's all about, guys? Because nobody else has two heads.
Is she rocking the helmet on the other one?
Yeah, she's rocking a helmet.
That's probably right.
Because I know in the comic book for a while, when Jane Foster's Thor, like, nobody knows who she really is because she's wearing that helmet that covers her face. Like all the other heroes she's fighting
blonde
with and stuff like that.
I guess I didn't realize that when I first saw these films.
Like, even like Spider-Man asked her, like, all right, so what's up? Like, who are you? You know what I mean? And she's like, I can't tell you, or I'm not going to tell you, whatever. You know what I mean? And one of the things, she's like, did Thor recruit you or something? You're covering for him this week? Like something like that, you know, jokes that Spider-Man would say, you know? Yeah. But I guess the thing everyone's talking about is this first look at gore here.
Yeah.
And they're not feeling it. What do you think, guys?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen him, so I don't, as in like in a trailer, so I can't really say. The toilet's way different than what you're going to see.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Pretty sure there's going to be a lot more CGI going on with the... Because in the toy, from what I'm looking at, he don't look like how he's looking on
one of the promo. It's kind of crazy. That looks like Christian Bale, like for real. Like a zombie Christian Bale. I don't know. What do you guys think?
And for Christian Bale to do another a comic book movie.
Yeah.
I think that shows that this is, you know, worth his time type of thing, so... I don't know. I think that it's going to be fine. I think people are just judging too early.
Okay. If you look at the new Thor armor, the colors match Nova. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure. Let's scroll down to that. Yeah? Yeah, sure. I don't think it has anything to do with Nova, but...
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
I think we're just sweaty for a Nova movie.
I'm excited for Nova. Oh, here we go. This is what I want. This is the back, the other side.
Yeah,
art.
The back of it.
Yeah. Oh, here. This
he's got little markings on his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but you definitely can see, you know, who the actor is and you know, his characteristics, face characteristics, definitely. I really have no opinion. I know some people were like making fun of it or whatever, and other YouTube channels and other shows that I check out, but I have no opinion about it because I'm pretty sure it's gonna be dope. I mean, like even like I guess there's been like some secret screenings of it, and they've been getting like standing ovations reportedly. So, and people are saying that this might be the greatest MCU movie of all time.
What?
That's the feedback coming out of these special screenings right now. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Is Marvel paying these people?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Or they got NDAs that they can't talk about. Anything.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yes, Nova has been announced. One of the writers from the Moon Knight is going to be doing Nova. So, Nova's happening, definitely. And I believe it. I believe it. Trust me. But I don't know if they're quite related yet, though. But, you know, Who knows? Who knows what they got plans for? Dominic, what do you think about the way Gorg looks? Are you about it or no? Wait, imagine the pop when it comes out, because that's what's next. You're going to buy that pop. Dominic has us on mute. He's like, God.
What is wrong with
him?
To
me. Nobody's talking to me.
Well, I could speak for him. Just kidding. I won't speak for him, but
he'll
I
buy it anyway.
For a fact, he'll definitely buy the Funko Pop. When that
lost him. That's why. I think it's fine. You know, more interested in learning the story than how the character looks. I really could care less. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought Groot would be a lot. Would get older, man.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, I'm sick of teenage Groot, man.
Yeah, I guess he needs more time to grow up. Dominic, what do you think about the potential pop looking of the Groot character?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know. The mic just stopped working before.
No, that's what happens.
Yeah, I have no problems with it. I know a lot of people are trying to nitpick it because, well, one, this is a toy that the design was sent over to Hasbro over a year ago, probably a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So this was way before what the final product was going to look like in the movie. So I would not worry about what it looks like in a toy. I know the Funko Pop's going to come out either right around the movie or after the movie. So I'm not going to worry about that. That normally looks a lot better. But yeah, I'm excited for just what Michaela said before. Christian Bale coming back to a comic book movie, and that means that he thinks it's really something special, that he really likes what Taika Waititi was pitching to him. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, everything that I know about the Gore character, he is ruthless, and having a performer like Christian Bale is going to be really, really great to have for this type of character. So I'm just excited for that movie. But someone brought up Nova before, and not to get completely off track, but I predict that we're going to see Nova by the end of this year in a Marvel project. Yeah. I think he's showing up in either... I think he might be showing up in Black Panther 2. Or he's going to... If he doesn't show up in that, he's going to show up in the Ironheart series. Either one of those, he's going to show up. And that's going to be really awesome. But getting back to Thor Love and Thunder. Yeah, the toys look great. I'm excited to get all of the merchandise and toys that I can.
All right, great. what's the over under the Mighty Thor has her powers at the end of the film? What'd you say, Joey?
I mean, it's very likely that's going to happen for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because I think well, she's going to find out she's worthy. I don't know. Somehow she ends up at the scene of where the
How does the hammer come back?
Destroyed.
Yeah,
that's a good question. I mean, that's something I haven't even quite been able to dive into. I think I need to get a look at the trailer to get an idea. But I know, like, that scene that leaked of her, like, you know, flailing around in the air was her absorbing the powers of Thor and being deemed worthy to wield Mjolnir. So, yeah, it's very likely she gets those powers soon. Definitely by the end of the film, I think. I mean, that would have been a waste of time, you know, a waste of story to not tell if she didn't have those powers by the end of the movie.
Yeah, I think it's definitely 70-30. There you go. That's my over-under.
I mean, it's going to happen in the first 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
she's going to end up getting the powers. It's happening immediately.
Yeah, but you brought up where she's getting Mjolnir. Well, think about this. At the end of Avengers Endgame, Cap brought Mjolnir with him to go bring back the Infinity Stones. He went back to 2014 where Jane was. He could have left Mjolnir there and she just could have gotten it. Or she could have found it later that it was on Asgard, and then maybe before she left, it was brought back. Who knows? There could be some weird thing, but maybe he left it somewhere and she got it, or it was brought somewhere else off of Asgard and then called to her, because it still lives within that timeline, within that universe.
How about this?
It exists.
How about this for my theory, which will probably not happen, but here's my theory. Because when Cap brings back the ether, which is the whatever stone that is, I forget which one. I think it's the
reality.
Browley? Okay. When he, obviously they got to insert it back into Jane so the events of everything comes out the same, right? Or at least they try to, but then they didn't realize that now there's a multiverse. So when probably talks to Jane and says, hey, we got to put this back on you so make sure everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. Right? And then he leaves and goes about his business. She probably does that, but now instead of when they try and save her now or trying to remove it, she's actually dying now. Like they cannot remove it. And in the last Hail Mary move from Thor is seeing if she's worthy to hold the hammer.
That's interesting. Because she does that. Life. The reason she becomes in the comics, she has cancer.
That's right.
So that'd be an interesting twist with the ether. Yeah. That's something.
Yeah.
I like that.
And now that's a Thor from an alternate universe. You know? And for some reason, she gets introduced into this universe, you know, whatever, because of multiverse stupid stuff. And because this will come out after Doctor Strange, so.
Yeah. And I think that's why they're holding this trailer as close to the chest as they possibly can, just because I think there's going to be a lot being told in Doctor Strange. And I think because of Moon Knight, we're learning about, you know, the gods and, mm-hmm. like, the tier level gods and, you know, like the little gods and the big gods. And right. I feel like the Khonshus and the Amits are all like the big gods in the MCU right now. And Thor is kind of like on that in between. Powerful.
Yeah.
I think can, you know, do a lot of things. But, you know, I think we're getting Moon Knight is giving us a nice introduction into what we can possibly expect, like, from Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We will see, ladies and gentlemen. We will see. I guess we're about 40 minutes into the show, and there has not been a Thor 2 trailer, so there you go. There goes the rest of my content for today. So anything you guys want to talk about? I've been trying to catch up on Halo. I think I'm an episode or two
behind. Hey, Sonic!
But,
I saw Sonic yesterday.
Did you like it?
Greatest movie of all time.
Yes?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Here's the question. I think I sent a chat to our little message board that we have there on the text thing. But I said, if you could only pick one movie out of these lackluster movies that came out back to back to back, which one would it be? Morbius, Sonic 2, or I think the other one was Ambulance, which is the Michael Bay movie.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, we Michaela and I have seen all three, and how dare you call Sonic lackluster?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It made $71 million opening weekend.
I believe it. I believe it because, like, I even told the guys, like, don't doubt the Sonic fans out there. They're out there. Because they know the lore.
It was very good. Thoroughly impressed.
They were all about the cutscene at the end. They were screaming and yelling when I was in the
screen. Sonic also was screaming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I was.
Oh my goodness! See,
he's one of those.
That's kind of sad that a movie definitely designed for children is better than Ambulance or or Morbius.
Ambulance was the worst movie of the year.
Ambulance, if you kind of like just shut your brain off, it was all right.
It was well, it's hard to shut your brain off because your brain gets thrown all over the place.
Yeah, that too.
Well, Michaela did trash. Hurt. What was it? What did she trash? She trashed Peacemaker.
Yeah, I trashed.
She never.
I don't have the right to trash it. Though.
I can't trust her after that.
Yeah, I can't. Well, it's not the worst movie. Amos is not the worst movie of the year, but it's not something I would pay me to see again.
All right, so definitely the two: Morbius or Ambulance.
I should have never said mine. Morbius, I think.
And Morbius was better
Dominic
than Ambulance?
Dominic and I had this conversation, and he thinks Ambulance.
Ambulance is definitely better movie. It's more put together. What I said and the way I feel is that Ambulance has a identity to it, and it had a goal going into it. Michael Bay knew the movie he wanted to make, and he made that movie. With Morbius, it doesn't feel like they knew what movie they were trying to make. So for that, I mean, plus the acting was so much better in Ambulance than what you saw in Morbius. So for
also,
all of that,
yes to Brian. Sorry to cut you off, but Brian's comment is on point.
Yeah, I need to watch this movie then. This is the Michelle Yeoh movie, right?
Everything Everywhere All at Once. It is fantastic. I'm still going back and forth between that and the Batman.
Oh, okay.
But I have to see both again.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely recommended. If you can, go see Everything Everywhere All at Once as soon as you
can.
That's
in movie theaters, right? That one?
Yes, it's in theaters.
Okay, cool. All right. I want to check that one out. There's also a Nick Cage movie that's coming.
Oh, yeah, Everywhere, Everything All at Once. Yeah,
Michaela and I are seeing The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent on Wednesday.
That's the one, yep. That's the
was
one.
It Michelle Yeoh in Shang-Chi?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she's in everything.
She was.
Dope.
But I said that movie's great.
Out of the lackluster ones, like you said, definitely Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic was good.
All right.
What I didn't like about it Sonic 2, however, is the like
everybody
the human
ducked.
Story.
You didn't like that?
When they tell the human stories.
I thought it was
kind
of corny, too. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that was probably the more cornier part of the movie.
The whole part of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. The boyfriend, the undercover agent.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, that was all, they could have... I mean, I understand they had to kind of tell that story to lead into the post-credit scene or the mid-credit, but I think they could have chiseled off a couple minutes from that movie to make it like an hour and a half or 45 minutes or an hour and 45. Like, it didn't have to be 2 hours to tell that story, at least.
Yeah, well, that's what I said too when I went out. I was like, it's kind of long. I think they could have done this in like an hour and a half, you know?
It was moving fast paced. It moved fast paced, and then they gave James Marsden dialogue.
Yeah,
because he's James Marsden, and he's like technically the star of the movie, even though like Jim Carrey's like name pops up like the last, like with
really?
Jim Carrey. Yeah, it's really Jim Carrey's movie, but
it is Jim
for some
Carrey.
Reason James Marsden's name goes first.
They record him and they say, "Hey, we're rolling. Just go. This is what's happening." Have fun.
I think it was like classic, like Jim Carrey too.
Yeah.
Like
the
Sonic movies have been bringing out like the Jim Carrey that we all know.
Yeah, it was very Grinch-esque. But Jim Carrey, classic Jim Carrey. I mean, you know, he was just having fun. You know, I think there was one corny line that he said. I was just like, but other than that, everything was great. Yeah, everything else I laughed at. I think it was funny. There was one really corny line. I was just like, okay, we could have cut that one. We could have saved like 30 seconds there. Oh, man.
Him saying, can I guess, was it when he drank the coffee and said it needed more mushroom?
No. That was kind of stupid, too, because I thought we moved on from the mushroom part. The mushroom thing. I don't know why we need to call back to the mushrooms. But I think it was one. I think he busts through a wall. Knuckles busts through a wall. And he says something stupid after that. I was just like, okay. That was dumb. I guess for kids, so show a movie for kids. And Dominic.
And Dominic. We do need to address the whole mid-credit scene. Dominic, can you talk?
Oh, yeah, please explain to everyone who does not know
to get
how
real
important
deep
that
cut.
Is.
Yeah. Well, so.
Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched Sonic the Hedgehog. Two.
Spoiler. So, okay. Of course, in the movie, I hope everybody saw it. It seems like a lot of people saw it, which is good. You know, where Knuckles and Tails and Sonic all come together. Oh, and by the way, that ending where Sonic gets the emeralds and becomes Supersonic. Oh my gosh, that was peak Sonic right there.
Yeah, that was dope.
But after that, in the post-credit scene, of course, we have that bureau that they created after the first movie. And they mention Project Shadow, and it shows to a lab, and you have a creature just like Knuckles, Tails, and Sonic there. That is Shadow, another character, and he's one of the most powerful characters like that in all of the Sonic universe. And at one point, he ends up getting the Emerald power, and he becomes Super Shadow, and he becomes absolutely like Mega God, like a Super Saiyan God type of mode.
Wow, really? Okay, but this has happened in video game lore, or where does where has this this background
in
happened?
The video games? Okay. Also in the animated series as well.
Okay.
But yes, Shadow is a really really cool character. He's badass, and he's gonna be he's set up to be the next villain in the next movie, and I'm so pumped about it. Well, he could show up in the next movie, or he could show up in the Knuckles TV series that they announced. So it's gonna be awesome.
They announced that too. I completely missed that.
Yeah, back in January, Paramount did a whole like live stream, and they announced a bunch of stuff that they were bringing up to Paramount Plus, and for their movie theaters and or for their movies rather. And they said they already greenlit Sonic 3. This was back in January, so they knew it was going to be good. And they also announced a Knuckles spinoff TV series.
Well, that's awesome. I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, so I'm in heaven right now. All the Sonic stuff.
Oh, man. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything else I'm forgetting before we wrap up the show today?
No, I think we touched on everything, man.
Yeah. I'm still playing Elden Ring.
How's that?
I'm enjoying it. Even though I figured out a bunch of ways to cheese the game and get, like, runes for doing nothing. But I feel like I barely am powerful enough to beat people. So, yeah. That's my Elden Ring story. It's very painful. I don't know why people like these soul games, but I think this will be the first and last time I play a Dark Souls game. And other than that, I mean, I enjoy it. It's fun, but I enjoy it. Like, it's kind of like you die, and now you got to figure out how to not die. You know what I mean? And you die so much that you're just like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, he's got like, all right, let me figure out my strategy so that I can survive just a little bit longer to beat this person, you know. But yeah, that's pretty much it as far as video game world stuff like that. Halo, is everybody caught up on Halo right now?
I'm just running through the first episode. I think it's pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sit down and actually watch it right now when I'm done with the show. I'm gonna catch up on Halo, and I think that's it for the show.
We
guys.
Actually, Dominic and I bought the Lego Star Wars game.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, is that the Skywalker Saga thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? I know one of the, there's one guy, a YouTube guy that I watch a lot, Star Wars Theory. Oh gosh, what's going on here? You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened there. We got a little internet hiccup. Star Wars Theory, I watch him a lot, and he has a gaming channel. He streams the Lego Star Wars game a lot. And he seems to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I won't hold you up any much longer, and thank you so much for everyone who hanged out with us here on the live show. Make sure you follow the podcast, the audio podcast. We got reviews for all these movies that we just talked about today. Ambulance, Sonic 2. We have, oh my God, Fantastic Beasts. Did you guys, did Fantastic Beasts come out this weekend too?
No.
No?
Next weekend. This Friday.
Oh, well, yeah. They're super mad at me. It's Tarek. I'll let you guys check out Tarek's review of Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Is it spoiler free?
Okay? I don't want to ruin it. It is spoiler free, the review, yes. And Warner Brothers ain't happy with me right now.
Oh, great! Thanks.
Damn. I had to tell them. They were like, "Is this gonna go on the radio?" And I was like, "No. It's a podcast. You know, it's part of the company, but it's just internet content, and maybe somebody might direct the audience to go check it out online, but they're not gonna say.
I don't know for a nice sponsorship or what I mean, little check." That movie could have been the greatest movie since sliced bread.
Yeah,
greatest thing since sliced bread.
And to Tarek's credit, he didn't burn the whole movie. You know, he just said it was disappointing. I guess he expected a little more from it. You know, or it definitely started with a lot of energy, and then he was hype, and then it kind of fizzled out for him. That's his review in a nutshell. But I'll let you go listen to it yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. It's on the podcast feed, the audio version. Make sure you follow us, Geek Culture Congress. That's three words on Facebook. Put them together on Instagram. And give us a follow and a like. And make sure you follow the audio podcast. You tell Alexa to play Geek Culture Congress podcast, and she'll do it, all right? And you can listen to all the episodes there, all the reviews, movie reviews. Joy Franchise, for the audio people, let them know how they can follow you, sir.
On the Grams, Twitter, and Twitch, at Joey Franchise.
Michaela, let them know how they can follow you.
On Instagram, at Mika Fig. And Dominic, the other.
And Dominic, let them know how they can follow you and all about the YouTube channel and everything.
Yeah, mostly I am all on YouTube. Don't really use Instagram or Twitter. Well, I use Twitter, but I don't tweet on it. So just go ahead and follow Adult Adventure Time on YouTube. Do a bunch of Funko Pop content and theme park stuff. So check us out there.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Have a great Monday afternoon. Enjoy. I've been wanting to do a watch party for Moon Knight, but I guess it's just too early in the morning for everybody. Because it drops on like 3 o'clock in the morning for us. Yeah, if we were on the West Coast, that would be dope. But these other guys though, they're troopers, man. They stay up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do it. I'm like, I'll just watch it the next day. Yeah, it's not gonna work for us. All right, guys, peace out. Later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.